Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. We're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast. I just give God all reverence and praise, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, Apostle Dean's in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm so thankful to God to be back on this radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready now for our Bible class. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer today. I just thank and praise God for giving me the strength to do this. So I need you all to be praying with me. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 108. Oh God, my heart is sick. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and mete out the valley of Sukkah. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Eden will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, who has cast us off, and will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do vigilante, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. I have just read you Psalms 108 in its entirety. We'll have our song.
Bye.
praise on him like oil from Mary. I love my Shepherd. Don't be angry if I wash feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night it fell. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his love. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. And that's why I love him so much. And I come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. I love that above. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there when I see them for me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. You don't know the cost of the oil. Oh, you don't know the cost of my praise. You don't know the cost of the oil in my
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just repenting and confessing and asking you to forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us today through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we first of all come just giving you praise and glory tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, God. We give you glory and majesty on tonight. We just bless your name tonight. We lift your name up tonight, Father, that all men may see in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Father, we come now asking you to bind up the strong man. Bind the strong man on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind up every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled now, and I bind you up, and I cast you out, and I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast on today. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today. I magnify him today. Lord, I'm asking you today, Lord, to open up our understanding, God, and open up our minds tonight, and open up our hearts tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to open them up that we may understand your word, God, that we may see what you're trying to get across to us, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us and teach us on tonight. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for this word, God. We thank you just being in the midst. Lord, I ask you to send your anointing, God, in the midst of us. Send your anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just cover us in your anointing tonight, Lord. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to get ready to go into our lesson because I think it's a pretty lengthy read. So I better start reading. This is chapter 40. I'm going to start reading. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. The captain of the guards charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man. You can read it. Thank you. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the war of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sad today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vein was before me, and in the vein were three branches, and it was as though it bubbled, and her blossom shot forth, and the cluster thereof brought forth ripe grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup unto his hand, and after the former manner which thou was his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto the Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. And when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head, and in the uttermost basket there was of all manner of baskets for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, the interpretation thereof, the three baskets are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off of thee. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast upon all his servants, and his and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among the servants, and he restored the chief butler unto the butlership again, and he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. You can start reading.
Chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, and blasted with them east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and the 4 ears, and Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all of the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretations of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine a vice, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river 7 kine, fat fleshed and well favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean flesh, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first 7 fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. But they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke. And I saw in my dreams, and behold, 7 ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, 7 ears weathered thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears. And then I told this unto the magicians but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God had showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kings, the seven good kind are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seventh end and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do. He showeth unto Pharaoh, behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land of reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the land of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Pileneh, and gave him two wives, Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of the famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the death was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt, in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came unto Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands.
Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to go into our question on the thought in chapter 40. The first question is, who was in prison with Joseph? Who was in prison with Joseph?
Butler and the baker.
Mm-hmm. What was the meaning of the chief butler's dream? What was
the meaning?
Pharaoh
would lift up.
Mm-hmm.
If Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner. And you were the butler. So I was a little confused about the meaning, but you know what I'm saying?
In 3 days, he will be released.
Okay.
And be restored back to being a butler for him. And what was the meaning of the chief baker's dream?
I'm assuming that they had three and three like that. The three baskets for 3 days. 3 days, Pharaoh will live. And I guess, so his was back to him being a chief baker to live from. And I guess he was just telling him how, you know, he would carry out everything. So I guess that was the meaning of him being back to a baker.
Well, it was like, The chief baker, he hung him. He hung the chief baker, but he for the chief butler, he put him back in his spot. I don't know what the chief baker had did for him to do that to him. I don't know. He must have been awfully angry or something. I don't know. But he hung him.
Mm-hmm.
What did Joseph ask of the chief butler? What did he ask?
Him to remember him. When,
the chief butler.
Right. What did Joseph ask the chief butler? Show kindness to him. Just to remember him and show kindness to him and make mention of him to Pharaoh and get him out the house. And I'm assuming that Joseph asked the butler to work for his, you know what I'm saying, asked the butler to work for his release. Like, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I guess the butler, you know, they had been interacting with Pharaoh, I guess, at this time. And Joseph just was just he just showed so much godly character in the prison. So, you know,
yeah.
I guess, you know, because sometimes you can't, we all, you know what I'm saying, like going through something and doing wrong, and you, here I got somebody to help me out, and then here comes you asking me, but based on his character and how he was, I guess at that time, you know, in, when he was in prison, you know, people look up to him, and, you know, he was just a godly man.
Yeah, and then, you know, he had interpreted the dream for the butler.
The dream
for the butler. Remember?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. So he asked him,
yep.
He said, don't forget me. Make sure you tell the Pharaoh about me. Mention me to the Pharaoh that I've done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm.
So basically, he just wanted to get out of prison, and he
yep.
just, those means
absolutely.
Was appropriate to just do just that. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was,
mm-hmm.
you know, just what it is. But, you know, he just really wanted to get out, and he was a good man, and he wasn't a stupid man, and he wasn't bitter in his heart, you know, because when God have us on these paths, and sometimes we don't look at the positive in certain things, in what God got us going through, you know, we become bitter. We become like somebody owe us something. But God got us going through it. You know, you have to find positiveness in everything that you do, in every person that you do, including yourself. Wake up on a positive note. You get what I'm saying? Go to bed on a positive note. But because it can make you bitter. It can make you, you know what I'm saying, a stupid.
Mm-hmm.
In the heart.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? So you don't want to be like that, and then with all of the negativity and all of that bitterness and all of that anger and the means of what you're going through,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hurt. You hurt people, hurt people. So, you know, ain't no telling what kind of conversation they would have had if Joseph was bitter at heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, did any of Joseph's interpretations of dreams come true? Did any of them come true?
Yes, it did. Every last one of them.
Came true. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back to 40.
Yeah.
'Cause it's a lot more in 40. But we gonna, I guess, go on with the question, so we'll make sure we have enough time for all of them. But we wanna come back to 40. Chapter 41. How long was it after the chief butler was released that Pharaoh had his dream? How long was that?
2 years after the release of the butler?
Huh?
2 years?
Yep, it was 2 years.
After the release
it was 2 years.
Of the butler?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep, it was 2 years.
Okay. I'm just making sure I read it right.
What was the meaning of his dream? Let me see. Yeah, what was the meaning of his dream?
It was going to be 7 years of plenteous, 7 years and 7 years of famine. But the famine was going to be pretty rough.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. What did Joseph recommend Pharaoh do for the next few years?
Appoint officers over the land and to collect. I said to collect fifth of produce of the land of Egypt in the seven principal years.
Yeah. Yeah, he told him to.
That's all. Yeah.
To collect as they was, as it was good and plenty those 7 years to collect a fifth of everything and put it away. Absolutely. Who did Pharaoh appoint to handle Joseph's Who did Pharaoh appoint to handle Joseph's recommendation?
I don't know that one. That's what I think.
Joseph?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Joseph?
Yeah, he appointed Joseph.
Oh.
Because, you know,
okay.
When he interpreted the dream, when Joseph interpreted the dream, he was telling him, he recommended him to get somebody, so he got Joseph.
Maybe I wrote the question down. Okay.
Did. Okay. How high was Joseph's position to Pharaoh? How high was it?
He was over everything. He was in second. Well, he was next to him. He was almost like he was.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. He was up there with Pharaoh. He was right behind Pharaoh. Pharaoh said the only thing between him and Joseph was the throne. Joseph just wasn't sitting on the throne like Pharaoh was. But, yeah, exactly right. How old was Joseph at this time?
He was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep, he was 30 years old. How long had Joseph been a slave?
13 years.
13 years, that's right. Amen.
Yeah, he went in when he was 17. They sold him in when he was 17, and he had been there 11 years after that when the butler and the baker came in, and then he waited another 2 years before Pharaoh called him out.
Yeah, I was a little confused on that one, too. Was he in prison? Is that imprisoned or a slave?
Well, I guess all of it was. Well, he was a slave even
he was
in prison because
he was in prison.
Huh?
Okay. I was just asking, was he in prison? I was confused because the question asked slave instead of. So I guess he was a slave in prison and out of prison.
He was a slave, period. Because when they put him in prison, they just finished, you know, letting him be a slave there. But it's so much to go over, especially in chapter 40 as well, because in chapter 40, how Joseph and Jesus Christ kind of remind you of how Joseph did their life part of their life. Like Joseph was sent to his brethren, and the Lord Jesus Christ was sent to his brethren, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He was sent to his brethren as well. And Joseph was hated by his brethren without a cause. And this is what the Lord Jesus said about himself. They hated me without a cause. And we all know that they hated him. He didn't do nothing wrong. But Joseph was running his mouth. And he, you know, but he figured he wasn't doing nothing wrong. But Jesus Christ really didn't do nothing wrong. And Joseph was sold by his brothers. And the Lord Jesus Christ was sold by one of his own brothers. You know, Judas, Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, and the Lord Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. See how their lives kind of coincide? The brothers plotted to kill Joseph. The brethren plotted to kill the Lord Jesus Christ too, and he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Joseph was put into the pit, which was meant to be a place of death for him. The Lord Jesus was crucified. Joseph was raised up out of that pit. The Lord Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. Joseph obeyed his father, and the Lord Jesus obeyed his father so that he could say that he always did the things which pleased the Lord, which pleased his father. And I mean, I could go on and on just going down where they kind of coincide their life, because Joseph started his new life at the age of 30. And I'll get to that in a minute. And Jesus Christ started at the age of 30 as well. He started at the age of 30 in the synagogues and stuff. Let me see. I'm just looking over some things. And how God bless us to dream. It's interesting to see that God uses dreams not only in the Old Testament, but today. But he never used all these dreams in the New Testament. I just, and that's what he wanted to do, but he never used dreams in the New Testament like that. But in the Old Testament and today, God uses dreams. Now, he used a lot of symbols in the New Testament, but not a lot of dreams. I wonder why. That was something. And every dream that Joseph interpreted came true because it was from God. And that just shows us that God, most of the time, all of the time, God interprets our dreams. He interprets our dreams. And then when he got in the prison, you know, God needed to leave him in prison for a purpose. It was a purpose. Because now he was innocent. He went through a lot. His brothers and them did it to him. But God knew all what they was going to do before they did it. But if he hadn't came, he would have been in the land of Canaan when Pharaoh needed him to interpret that dream. And God used Joseph to do that. And a lot of times, and we have to look at ourselves, a lot of times we go through so many difficult things, so many uncomfortable things. He takes us out of our comfort zone. And he uses us. We don't know how and why, but it's always a purpose when we go through something. We go through so much, we don't know what it's for. We don't know why he allowing it. But when he allowed it, it's for a reason and for a purpose for him to use us. Mm-hmm. And he kept believing and trusting in God. He didn't stop. He kept believing and trusting in God, and that's what we're supposed to do. We can't stop when we're going through these trials and tests and tribulations and things. We got to still trust God. We got to still depend on God. We have to, because that's what he's looking for. He's looking for us to depend on him. He's looking for us to keep our faith and stay encouraged. And then over in Do anybody else have something to say? Over in Genesis 41:14, where Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he saved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto the Pharaoh. Well, you know, Joseph saved himself. And we must remember that Hebrews were not shaving in that day. They didn't shave themselves. But he did. And you can see Egyptian statues and paintings of Egyptians. They were clean shaved people. So he just did like the Egyptians did back at that time, but Egyptians didn't do that. They didn't shave themselves. So it let me see that, like I said before, Joseph was transitioning. Mm-hmm. He was transitioning. Man, I read so much today. Because after he saved himself and the Pharaoh put that ring on his finger and made him next in line, then it was like he went on from, like his life was renewed and revived and restored. Then, when he had his children, well, he got married and stuff. And, well, he got a new name, too. That's right. His name was Zephaniah Panea. And it was, the meaning of it is the revealer of secret things. And that's because he interpreted these dreams. Zephaniah Panea.
It's a couple of other meanings to his name as well, which ties him to Christ, abundance of life, and savior of the world.
You know, because that famine was worldwide at that time. It was worldwide. Yep, it was worldwide at that time. And he found himself in a position he would have never thought. Almost like a prime minister or just a vice president or whatever else. And one more thing, too. The reason why Pharaoh accepted Joseph so readily was because the Pharaoh was a Hyksos king was not an Egyptian. He wasn't really an Egyptian. They called them Hyksos kings a Bayouin from the Arabic desert, Arabian. He was from the Arabian desert. And they were a nomadic group. And for a period, they came in and took over the throne of Egypt. That's why he was so readily to accept Joseph. And I believe Pharaoh was actually closer in nationality to Joseph than to Egyptians, to the Egyptian thing. He was more closer in nationality to Joseph than he was with the Egyptians. They were Hyksos-Kin. And then it wasn't hard for Joseph to be faithful to him, because Joseph was trying to be faithful to anyone that was for him and was pleasing to God and stuff like that. And later on, the Hyksos-Kin were expelled from Egypt. And we can find that over in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. Yeah, that's where it was. And the one, his wife's name means, what is the name? It means dedicated to Nia, the Egyptian Marvina. Evidently, she came right out of the heathen, from the heathen, this girl did. Mm-hmm. And let's see what they son's name meant, something. But the whole picture is that God breaks us or allows us to be broken, and then he turn around and use us. This boy stayed in prison or stayed a slave for 13 years. He was a kid when he went in, 17 years old. And I'll just say not in prison, but when he was captured. And then he went to Potiphar, but he was still a slave. And then Potiphar threw him right in prison after his wife said what she said. But God was always with him. God was always with him. And so we have to really look at our life. Sometimes it's a lot of us been through even prison and other things. And we have to just try to see the good in it, because God was doing a thing in our life and still doing it. He's doing a thing in our life. And we got to, you know, just look up and know that God was always with us. You know what I'm saying? He was always there. I thank God for it, because you go through so many imprisonment, sickness, you know, homeless and all kind of stuff that you had no idea that would happen. But God knew it. And those kind of things that bring you closer to the Lord, bring you closer to God. Anybody else have any comments or anything? That was awesome. Really awesome. Well, the boys was born before the famine. Anybody got have anything to say?
I just wanted to say a little something about Joseph, you know. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that he had mentioned anything about, you know, being kidnapped and wanting to get out of, you know, mm-hmm. the prison to the butler and the baker, you know. And, you know, I just see that, you know, his faith was being tested at that time by God. And, you know, and he was strong, you know, in his faith, because he was an innocent man. Even when being kidnapped by his brothers, and then, you know, Potiphar, you know, sent him to prison, he was still innocent, and, you know, he was still being patient and, you know, tried. And, you know, after that 11th year, he, you know, he said, hey, you know, I'm tired, you know, I've been suffering. And, you know, we go through things in life and, you know, we feel like, you know, I'm a good person and, you know, I haven't mm-hmm. did anything wrong, and I try to walk by faith, you know, not by sight. I try to do good unto people. I treat people the way that I want to be treated, and it seemed like I'm always handed the, you know, the rough side of the road, and, you know, folks always coming at me. And I just want to say tonight and encourage somebody, and even myself, you know, that if you just trust in the Lord, you know, and with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, you know, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Know that the Lord is with you. You know, the Lord was always with Joseph. You're going to find that in all, in every passage, in every two or three verses, you're going to see that God was with Joseph. God was with, let me tell you, God is with you. God is there. He is there. And God is with us. You know, and that, you know, that just encouraged me to constantly read that over and over. And God was with Joseph. Yeah. And they saw the glory of the Lord upon Joseph. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Everybody can see it. So just hang on. Your time is coming. Freedom is coming. Liberty is coming. Your time is coming. Everybody is going to see it. So just hang on and be strong, and it's all going to be all right. It's all going to come clear. You know, Joseph began to see his purpose. You know, it all made sense to him why he had to go through this. You know, it's all going to make sense. And, you know, this just encouraged me on today. I just been, you know, just looking over this and just reading it over and over. It just really blessed me. But just hang on in there. You know, it seems like, you know, we always get the bad end, and, you know, but God, I'm telling you, he is more than the world against us. You know, he is in vengeance. His mind said, "The Lord, they can't do nothing to you." I know we might seem like we hurt, and we got to go through prison and 11 and 13 years in slavery. You know, we got to go through it physically, but when God brings us out, just like labor, we go through 9-10 months of labor. When that baby comes, we forget all about that pain. And so when God brings us to it, when he brings us through it, we forget all about what we done been through, because it just cannot compare to the glory of the Lord. So just hang on in there. God bless you. I just wanted to encourage someone.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else got anything? A word? Oh. Well, she's right about it. Yeah, she's right about it, because Joseph, he went through a lot, and most people would say, well, why would God allow him to go through stuff like that? Why? But God he know our destiny. He know the end from the beginning, and he already know the purpose he have for us, even in this world, in this life. And he will use us to do just what he wanted. Just what? And you know, even in the beginning, he was dreaming. Joseph was dreaming. God was showing Joseph in the beginning. You know, but he didn't understand, and he was just telling them what he was dreaming. And that's because he was young and he didn't know. But I thank God today that we have an assurance a lot of times that God will use dreams. He's still using dreams and visions. A lot of times people don't be sleep. They just think they sleep. But it's a blessing. It is a blessing. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I don't want to hold anyone too much longer, but I really enjoyed this. I read and read and read and read today, and it really uplifted me today. I thank God for it, because, like Prophetess said, it's so much we go through, and we don't know why we go through it. But God have a plan. He know the plans he have for us, and they're good. And I thank God that he know the plan he have for me, and I thank him on today. Any more comments before we close out? Or questions? We're going to close out saying, Father, we just thank you on this evening for your word, Lord. What a powerful word on tonight, God. We just thank you, Lord, for opening up our understanding that we would get the word that you would have for us on tonight. Lord, I just thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to keep each and every one of them covered in the blood of Jesus and their families, God. I ask you to encamp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we just give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory tonight. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all, and we're going to just go in peace tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow night for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And I want it more than me to pray tomorrow because I don't know how I will be, but I'm going to do the best that I can. So we'll be right back on here tomorrow for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. God bless you all. I love you, and God love you too. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.